The first four Mishnayos of this perek talk about the big mizbeach, the altar on which the karbonos, the sacrifices, were offered up and was situated in the azara, the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And although there was an additional mizbeach, another altar which was in the main building of the Beis HaMikdash itself, the vast majority of korbanos, of sacrifices, were offered up on this larger mizbeach which stood in the courtyard outdoors. And for now, the Mishnah will describe the actual mizbeach and ignore the ramp which led up towards the mizbeach. So we're going to talk about just the large cube, essentially, that was the mizbeach. HaMizbeach HaShlosh M'Shtayim HaShlosh M'Shtayim, the mizbeach, the altar at the bottom, was 32 amos by 32 amos. The truth is, we're going to see at the end of this Mishnah that that's not entirely accurate, and in truth, it was 32 by 31 amos. So it wasn't an exact square at the bottom. However, the reason why the Mishnah portrays it as being 32 by 32 amos is because even the side which was only 31 amos long, on the edge of that side, at the end, it continued an additional amor. However, that wasn't the actual length of that side. The Mizbeach itself sort of had a rectangle of 32 by 31 amos, and at the edge of the 31 amos, there was an additional amor which stretched slightly further. But it wasn't that the whole rectangle's side stretched an additional amor, making it a square. And this point will be clarified further on in the Mishnah. Be it as it may, we've got this square. For now, we'll assume it's 32 by 32 amos. Olo amor v'chonas amor. It went up one amor, meaning this base, which was 32 by 32 amos, was one amor tall, and then it went inwards by an amor. And Zeha Yisoid, this is defined as the Yisoid, the base of the Mizbeach. Nimtza Shaloshim al Shaloshim. It emerges that the rest of the Mizbeach, which is now going upwards, is 30 by 30 amos. Because the base is 32 by 32 amos, and on each side you take away one amor, that the base protrudes further outwards from the rest of the Mizbeach. Olo Chomesh, this part of the Mizbeach now went up 5 amos, so it was 5 amos tall. V'chonas amor, and then it went inwards by one amor. And Zeha Soivev, this part on top of the structure in the Mizbeach, which was 5 amos tall, this was called the Soivev, which literally means the thing which goes around, and there was room for Kohanim to even walk around that part of the Mizbeach. It was 1 amor wide, and then, and at this point, Nimtza Esem Hashmoneh al Esem Hashmoneh, it emerges that the continuation of the Mizbeach going upwards was 28 by 28, by 28 amos, because we've gone in by 1 amor on each direction. And fascinatingly, the Mishnah now misses out a part of the structure for whatever reason. The next part of the Mizbeach going upwards was 3 amos tall, reaching altogether a height of 9 amos. We've got the base, which is 1 amor tall, then the next part of the Mizbeach, which is slightly inwards, 5 amos tall, and then the next part of the Mizbeach, which is even more inwards, that is 3 amos tall. And that's the top of the Mizbeach, which was 9 amos from the ground, from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, of the courtyard. However, in the corners, in each of the four corners of the Mizbeach went higher up by an additional amor. Mekom HaKoron is the place of the corners of the top of the Mizbeach. Amor Mizev, Amor Mizeh was one amor long and one amor wide, as well as being one amor tall. And the area of the Mizbeach in between each corner, so the edge of the top of the Mizbeach, that one amor edge, which runs between each of the corners, wasn't used by the Kohanim, it was right on the edge. So it emerges that the place on top of the Mizbeach, which could actually be used for burning korbanos, Nimtza Esem Vashesh Esem Vashesh, was 26 by 26 amos. Now the truth is, there had to be some place for the Kohanim to be able to walk around the fire and add wood and burn the pieces of the korbanos on the fire. Mekom Hiluch Ragli HaKohanim, the place designated for the Kohanim's feet to walk around the Mizbeach on the outskirts, Amor Mizev, Amor Mizeh, was also an Amor on each side. Nimtza Esem V'Arba Esem V'Arba Mekom HaMa'aracha, it emerges that there is remaining a square of 24 Amos by 24 Amos to be used as the place for the actual fires of the Mizbeach. There was more than one fire which was on the Mizbeach, as the Mishnayos and Maseches Tomid describe, and all of those four fires were situated within this area of 24 by 24 amos, which is roughly 12 by 12 meters. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi added, Mitchila, originally, meaning in the first Beis HaMikdash, Loho Elo Shmein of Esrim al Shmein of Esrim, all of these dimensions only began with a base of 28 by 28 amos, instead of 32 by 32 amos at the bottom. the base was only 28 by 28 amos, and therefore, koines v'oile b'midozoi, if you calculate the dimensions, how much it goes, the mizbeach goes inwards and upwards, according to the measurements which have just been given, it will emerge that the area which is remaining for burning the korbanos and the fires on the mizbeach is 20 by 20 amos, which is 4 amos less, smaller than the mizbeach in the second Beis HaMikdash. When those who had been exiled returned and went back up to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they added on to the mizbeach 4 amos from the south side and 4 amos from the west side. And that's how we end up with the measurements which we gave for 32 by 32 amos for the second Beis HaMikdash's mizbeach. Kamin gamma, that which they added, was like the Greek letter gamma, which is like an L. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'ha'ariel, and the place for the fire of the mizbeach, shteim esrei oirech b'shteim esrei roichav revua, had a length of 12 amos and a width of 12 amos. Revua means it was squared. So the Mishnah asks, yochol she'eino elo shteim esrei al shteim esrei amos, is that to say that it was only 12 by 12 amos, k'sho oimer, when the pasuk continues to say el arba'as revo'ov, that these were the dimensions to each of its 4 parts? Melamed, that shows us that the intention of the pasuk is to say that shemin ha'emtza hu meideid shteim esrei amos l'chol ruach, that he would measure 12 amos from the middle of the mizbeach to every direction, thus emerging with an area of 24 by 24 amos. The Mishnah continues with the description of the mizbeach. V'chut shel sikra choyger b'emtza, there was a thin red line painted on the middle of the height of the mizbeach. It surrounded all of the mizbeach in the middle of its height, and its purpose was lahavdil bin hadomim halyonim, to separate between the blood of korbanos, which must be thrown on the top half of the mizbeach, ladomim hatachtonim, and the blood of the korbanos, which must be thrown on the bottom half of the mizbeach. This would be a signal to the kohen who is performing the procedure of throwing the blood on the mizbeach, for him to be able to know where to throw it. V'hayasoid hoy mahalech al pnei kol hatzafein, and the base of the mizbeach, which the Mishnah seemed to state was 32 by 32 amos, now the Mishnah says it went across the whole northern side of the mizbeach, v'al pnei kol hamarov, and along the entire western side of the mizbeach. So if you'd measure the length of the base of the mizbeach on the northern side and on the western side, you'd come out with a length of 32 amos. However, on the other 2 remaining sides of the mizbeach, there was no base, because that ended where the part of the rest of the mizbeach ended, which was 1 amma more inwards. But the reason why the Mishnah stated that it was 32 by 32 amos is because the oichel badorim amo achas, the base did continue for 1 amma in the southern direction, v'amizach amo achas, and in the eastern direction also by 1 amma, such that there was a part of the base which was in every direction on every side of the mizbeach, and that was enough for the Mishnah to state that it was 32 by 32 amos, the base of the mizbeach. Mishnah base, v'kemarov is deroimis, and on the southwestern corner of the yesoid, the base of the mizbeach, hayushnei nekovim, there were 2 holes on the top of the base, kamin shnei chetom dakin, similar to 2 thin nostrils. They're relatively small holes, shehadom manitonel al yesoid marovi al yesoid deroimi, that the blood of korbanos, which must be applied to the western side of the base or the southern side of the base, the base was structured in a way that that blood would be channeled towards these 2 holes, and Yerdin Bohen, the blood would go down into these 2 holes, end up flowing out of the bottom of the mizbeach onto the floor of the courtyard for a relatively short distance until the blood would flow and reach the channel of water, the small stream of water which ran through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash itself. With Aaron Ba'amah, the blood would get mixed with the water of that stream, the Yotzel Nachal Kidron, and would go out together with the rest of the water in that stream until it reached the valley of Kidron, which is where this stream of water led to. Mishnah Gimel, as well as there being 2 holes on the base of the Mizbeach for pouring blood into there, there was also on top of the actual Mizbeach, right at the top where the fires were, in the corner, there were 2 holes. One was used only on Sukkos, when there was the procedure of Nisuch HaMayim, where they would pour special water, which they had obtained from a unique spring of water, and they would pour that down one of those holes. And in addition, there was a hole which was used for Nisuch HaYayin, for pouring wine on the Mizbeach, when the wine would be bought with many korbanos which require the accompaniment of wine to be offered as well, together with that animal korban. And this wine was poured down the whole of the Mizbeach, and underneath the Mizbeach, underground, was a large area where all of the wine would collect. But as you can imagine, if that is left for a very long time, the wine will congeal, it will harden, the area might get pretty filled up as well. And every now and then, there was a need to clean out that area underneath the Mizbeach. How would they do that? It says the Mishnah, Lamata Boritzva Boisa Keren, at the bottom on the floor, next to that southwest corner where the two holes in the Yesoid, in the base of the Mizbeach, were situated. Next to that part of the Mizbeach, on the floor of the courtyard, Mokim Hayashom Amal Amor. There was a place there, the size of one Amor by one Amor. The Tavlashal Shayish, there was a marble tile, which was that size. And the Tabazhe Sukavuabo, there was a ring attached to the top of that marble tile, which could be used to lift up that marble tile from the ground, from the floor of the courtyard, to reveal a access point to a passageway which would lead to this area underneath the Mizbeach where the wine was collecting. Sheboy, that via that area where the tile was, Yodin Lashis, they would go down to the Shis, which is this area where the wine was, and they would clean it. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss and describe the ramp which was attached to the Mizbeach. And this is one of the key differences between the Mizbeach, the altar which stood in the courtyard of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, the altar which stood inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal. Because the Mizbeach which stood in the inside of the building of the Beis HaMikdash did not have a ramp. Reason being that it was much smaller and shorter. The Kohen didn't need to go up to the top of the Mizbeach in order to perform whatever service he was going to do on the Mizbeach. He could do it by standing next to it. However, the Mizbeach, which was in the courtyard, which was much, much larger, we've seen that it's 10 amos or 9 amos tall, which is around 4.5 meters tall. And therefore, in order to burn something on top of the Mizbeach, there was a need to get to the top. Now, the Torah says explicitly that one cannot use steps in order to get to the top of the Mizbeach. And that's why a flat ramp was used. The Kevesh Hoyal Jerusha Mizbeach, the ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and interestingly, just like the length of the Yesoid, the base of the Mizbeach, was 32 amos, so too, Shleish Mushtayim, the length of the ramp, which is the distance from when one would step on the ramp, how much you would have to walk to get to the top of the Mizbeach, that was 32 amos as well. Al Rechav Sheish Yisrei, and it had a width of 16 amos. So it didn't fill the entire width of the Mizbeach itself. It was in the middle of the width of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah adds, Revucho Hoysalei Ma'arovoi, on the west side of the ramp, there was a sort of shelf inserted and carved into the side of the ramp. Shoshom HaYunosnin Pesulei Chatos Oif, on which they would place a bird, Korban Chatos, which had become invalidated, but for whatever reason, for the details of which we won't go into now, although in general invalidated korbanos need to be burnt, there are certain cases that it has to be first let to pass its deadline for performing its service or for eating it, and in such a case, before burning it, they would leave this partially invalidated bird korban chatos on this shelf on the side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, and the next day they would take it from there in order to burn it, just like other invalidated korbanos. Both of the stones which were used to make up the structure of the ramp of the Mizbeach and the stones which were used for the Mizbeach itself, Mibikas Beis Kerem, they were obtained from the valley of Beis Kerem, where there were very smooth stones, and they would dig for these stones underneath earth which had never been dug before and had never been ploughed before, and they would bring from underneath the earth complete stones which didn't have any cuts or cracks or jagged edges, and that they could know for certain that that no iron had ever been lifted up against that stone. As the Mishnah explains, because iron invalidates a stone from being used for the Mizbeach, even if it only just touches the stone. As stated in the Pesukim in the Torah, Uve Fagimol Chaldovar, and if any part of the stone is missing, if there's any crack or it's not smooth, then even if that occurred not as a result of iron, it would also invalidate the stone from being used for the Mizbeach. Nifkamo Achas Mehen, what happens if one of the stones which has already been attached to the Mizbeach something happens to one of those stones, and now part of that stone is missing. Hipasula, obviously that stone is invalidated, but v'cholon k'sheirais, all of the other stones which make up the mizbeach are still valid, and all they need to do is to replace that one single stone. U'melavdin oisun pamayim bashona, they would apply an entire new layer of lime to the mizbeach twice a year, achas b'pesach v'achas b'chog, once just before Pesach, and once just before Sukkos, which are the two busiest times of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to make sure the mizbeach looked the most presentable at that time. The haheichal and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, pam achas v'pesach, they would apply with a new layer of lime, and they would smoothen it, and so to speak, refurbish it once a year just before Pesach. And many understand that this would actually be done to every part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash just before Pesach. Rebbe Omer Rebbe adds that kol erev Shabbos melavim oseh b'mapa, every erev Shabbos, every Friday, they would clean the mizbeach with a cloth b'nei adomim because of the blood which would be on the mizbeach, and it needed a clean. Lo hayu sodin oseh b'chofis shel barzel, when it came to applying lime to the mizbeach, they would not do so with a iron tool. And even if the tool itself is not made of iron, but there's a tiny amount of iron maybe in the handle or in a different part of the tool, even then they wouldn't use it, shemar yigav yifsol, in case the part which does contain iron will touch the mizbeach and invalidate it. And the Mishnah ends off by explaining why the Torah prohibited using iron and why iron would invalidate the mizbeach. Sheh barzel nivra lekatzir yamav shel adam, because iron was created to shorten the life of a person. It's used for weaponry and war. V'hamizbeach, whereas the ulta, the mizbeach, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, on which karbonai, sacrifices are offered, and people achieve an atonement, that was created, nivra l'harichem shel adam, in order to lengthen the life of a person. Eino badin, it's not considered to be right, sheyunaf mekatzir l'harich, that something which shortens the life of a person should be lifted and have contact with the mizbeach, which is there to lengthen a person's life.